Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for coming.
Grant and Danny, it is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. We do it each and every Friday at 11:45. You call us, you tell us what's going right in your day. These are the little teeny tiny mini moral victories. These are small things that make your day a little bit better. Something like you thought you were going to have to stop and get gas. But you realized when you got in your car, you're a little more than you planned, and you were able to get to work without doing so.
Therefore, winning off the field.
Thank you,
just
Bruce.
Just like that, Bruce. I forgot about Tommy's Bruce remix in the middle of when your hands go up and Bruce goes, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
It caught me. And I wasn't ready for it, and it got me. And I haven't left. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you very much, Bruce. The point of this is not to celebrate big things, as you kind of touched on. That's great. Good for you. Congratulations on your major life achievement. It's a small, tiny, little deal. I'll give you an example, right? You gave one admirably. I would say this. Our buddy Phil, he's going to swing by with some lunch for your boys, just because. Because he's got some free time and he's a nice cat. He's going to swing by
nice
and bring us some luncheon-type activities. That's just nice of him to do.
Why is he doing it?
He's a good man and thorough.
He's a great man.
We'll probably have that. We'll probably have some kind of turkey thing. Because he's just going to come by and bring us lunch, we all.
Winning off the field.
You can call us right now and tell us how you are winning off the field. Make it good, though. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Matt in Stafford.
Matt.
Hey, I'm coming back from Tappahannock, and I'm coming through Montross, and I'm looking at the leaves, and they're at their vibrance apex.
Winning off the field.
There you have it.
What does that mean?
Just means they look nice. They're changing colors in the nice way.
What is vibrance apex?
It's a word. It's a term that I don't know. I'm guessing.
Have you ever heard anyone say it?
Yes, in a completely different context, by the way. Like talking about some sort of like shimmering light and the prism and the wind and then the light coming through a stained glass window. I heard someone say the phrase.
Did you? A
vibrant apex. And I went, what?
Just Googled it.
Where's my camera?
My camera?
So you've heard that term. There's not even Google results for it. For vibrant apex.
It's just meaning it's like it's peak. It's just peak fall.
Oh, I thought he said vibrance. Okay, so vibrant, like they're at their most beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I. Well, hold on, Dr. Phil. That's how I interpret it. Just mean it's the best.
Thank you, Matt. It was kind of you to say that you're having a winning off the field moment with those leaves. Let's go to Rich in Olney. Hello, Rich.
What's going on, guys? I got two for you today.
Hey, Bob.
Rumor has it on the Fantasy Draft fan message board might be having a midseason get together, and Danny kind of wants to host it, according to the message board. So that's definitely a
winning off the field. Where is Danny hosting
it at? Oh, at his spot. You didn't get the message?
I did not. What is all this content we're talking about?
I actually didn't see this.
Danny Rauer.
Is there a plan in the works for a mid-season gathering with the listeners?
It seems like it. I thought I saw Phil sent something out. You know, we should get together, and then someone said we should go to Danny's condo and do it. It sounds like a plan to me.
Absolutely not. Yeah, Watson has the ruling
on that.
Absolutely
not.
I think your wife would love it. I think Bill would love it. Bill Rowland's going to be there calling a Mason game.
He'd be
excited. Absolutely not.
Rich, can I ask you, are you coming to my stand-up show tomorrow night in Gaithersburg? I mean, I'm like basically in your neighborhood.
If I can, that's actually my second winning off the field. If I can get out of my wife's baby shower in time, then I would absolutely come.
That is awesome.
Very winning exciting. Off the field.
Richard, thank you. I'd like to hear more deets on this planned hangout. Does Thommy get to come even though his team's 0-8? That's the next question.
Oh, no.
Only the top 10 get to show up at my tiny condo?
Let's go to Seth in La Plata. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Grant and Dave, how are you in this 2 days before we get blown out by Seattle day?
How are you on the day? I'm just trying to figure out who's going to play in a Redskins uniform on Sunday and act like they're a Redskin for the weekday.
Do we have five offensive linemen day?
Day.
Right.
Yeah, probably not.
Love my best friend, Seth.
Anyway, it's been a real long week at the old workplace, and I think you guys know how those can get sometimes. But yep. a long day today to cap it off. Well, however, I'm driving around, I just got a call that my last appointment for the day has been canceled, so now I'm driving home, and I am...
winning off the field.
Dude, you're on your way home at 11:52 on a Friday for what is now a two-and-a-half-day weekend.
And you got a little...
Okay, have fun.
Thank you, Mike. And you've got a little bit of that incredible weather situation. I know it's a little hot for some people, but now it's gorgeous outside before it gets too hot in the afternoon.
So perfect.
It's just nice.
Good for you, man.
Outside.
You know what you should do? Stop at a drive-thru and eat a delicious burger and fries with a soda.
Because you can.
I can't do it, but you can do it. Go to a drive-thru, eat a burger, and eat some fries, and drink ice-cold, delicious, crushed ice Coca-Cola Classic out of a fountain.
Hamburger.
This is a tasty burger. Mike and Olney. What's
yes.
up?
Yes.
Hey, Bob.
I live in Maryland, and I cannot get my favorite beer in the state of Maryland. I was just down in Virginia for work, saw a beer store across the street, walked in, found my favorite beer, bought two cases, which is why I'm...
winning off the field.
What's the beer?
What's the beer?
It's Great Lakes Christmas Ale.
Oh, it's really good.
It's not available in Maryland at all?
Why isn't it available?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Because Maryland sucks.
Well, that's actually a great point. To be completely honest with you, Dar knows that. We all know that. You know why? It's not even that Maryland sucks. It's that Virginia's doing great.
It's not
what
even about...
I don't agree with you...
Wait a minute.
...is that we're doing great.
Hey, who is that? Who's... Is that Northam? Or is that Gillespie?
Or is that Ed?
Who is it? That's Ed?
It's Ed.
So Ed thinks Virginia's not doing great.
Yeah, I agree that this is Virginia. We're proud and we're inclusive.
Okay.
What I don't agree with you is that we're doing great.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to push back the gubernatorial race and election in Virginia so that I could see some more ads from Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam.
I haven't seen any yet or heard any.
Is it possible? Is this an option we've got? I'd like, yes, I know, it's a cow turd of a situation.
I want more time to decide.
I would like to give myself another month or two to think it over, to Christian ponder this whole thing. It's very close, this
How
race.
How dare you?
And they're so similar, these candidates, I just can't decide who I like better. So
Who's
maybe
the strangler?
They should put more commercials on TV and give me another few weeks to decide what I want to do.
Dan Coco Trump.
You know, the D.C. Strangler.
Tim in Potomac, you're on the fan.
Tim-a.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello,
hey, Bob.
Robert.
So, I am a hobbit, and I'm fond of the comforts of my home. I'm fond of my books, and I'm not fond of leaving too far from my home, specifically a 20-minute radius.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've been
one
there
of the
before.
Things I've always wanted to do is see Danny Rugier perform stand-up, and it's usually way too far out of my reach. And it just so happens, tomorrow night at the Gaithersburg Arts Barn, he is less than 20 minutes away from my house, so I get to see you, Danny, perform stand-up tomorrow night. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the
He's
field.
In the radius.
There it is.
I'm in the radius.
The Gaithersburg Arts Barn. Are you
Danny
sold
Rottweiler.
Out? Can we still get tickets?
I think there's still a couple tickets left. They're expecting a couple walk-ups, but I would try to get them in advance.
Love that. I'm looking at the venue right now.
It's cool, dude.
Like a really cool spot.
Danny Rauer.
Some stadium seating situation happening here?
Yeah, it's a neat little place. They're trying to get some extra stuff going there in addition to like live plays and like some bands. They're trying to turn their hand at some comedy.
Just watching...
Is he having the time of his life,
though? What kind of time is he having?
It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
No, we know that.
Yeah, but what kind of
tomorrow,
time?
When Danny's on stage, is he going to have a good time?
You watch him now on the screen.
Oh, you're killing me here. I just wanted to know.
Closure on this.
Having the time of his life.
Yeah!
There it is. That's a slow burn there from our guy, but he got
Coach
to
Coach Vance
it.
Joseph.
Yeah. And by the way, great tweet. What was that kid's name? Sergio Dip?
Sergio Dip, Dip,
he
Dip.
He tweeted the other day. Update. Vance Joseph is no longer having the time of his life, which is really funny after he benched his
quarterback. You got to own it, yeah.
You do. The Beltway Blitz, noon, coming your way next. 12:18, you got to hear what Jay Gruden said about taking some shots downfield as it relates to Kirk Cousins. This was interesting. We'll get to that at 12:18 on the Fan.
Hey, Kimbo, this is Brendan.
No, this is Danny Rugier. Brendan has had his time. This is our time. One of Grant Paulson's impressions.
Hey, Kimbo, this is Brendan. Just by itself should be a drop.
It is perfect, by the way. So you know what Brendan can do if he needs a new car? He can go see my guys at Tedbert Ford. They're the greatest. They're the mostest greatest. They're the Mendy's soup of car dealerships. In Fairfax, they're in Chantilly. Click away at TedBritt.com. I got two different cars from Tedbert Ford.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, well, I am going to do it again. Here's what's going to happen. When my lease is up on the 2016 Ford Edge, right? It's almost 2018. We're almost there. We got the 2016 Ford Edge. I got a lease. It's awesome. The wife drives it. It's going to expire, that lease. I'm going to go right back to Tedbert Ford because they treated me so well. So,
what are you doing, Mike?
Well, what I am doing is trying to do a read for Ted Britt Ford and explain to the people, the nice people out there, that this is the best place to go get a car or truck or SUV. You get a great deal right now on a 2017, right? 0% financing for 72 months on the Focus and the Fusion. 2017s, they got to go. Fusion, as low as 15.9. That's the kind that I got.
Escape Can't be a hero.
You don't have to be. You can be a regular guy. Just a regular old Joe or Sally and roll on over to Ted Britt Ford to get a great deal. And Escape as low as 16.5. F-150 as low as 19.999. And always, stoned Australian guy, you get a great deal on a car from Ted Britt Ford. You also get Ted Britt for life. It's lifetime vehicle coverage.
All I had was me undies on.
You probably need pants and a shirt and shoes. That's usually their rule about customers, but still.
I was in me jocks.
Well, go as you are, but make sure you put on a tie or something like that just to be a little bit more presentable. You get powertrain coverage. Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. And anything new, pre-owned, less than 100,000 miles, you get it. Big stuff, as I mentioned, the powertrain, transmission, engine, little stuff like they'll fix your windshield for you. The point of the dude's story is, go to Ted Britt Ford. They will treat you great. And tell them Danny sent you.
I fell asleep behind the wheel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.